KD Country 94 weather.
It's the annual fall sale going on now at Simmons Furniture and Plants in downtown Osborne. Graber Wood Vertical Mini Blinds and Pleated Shades, 35% off reinstallation. KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Frigidaire Appliances. Best recliners on sale. Best and Justice sofas and sleepers made in USA, sale price up to $500 off. And Quality Justice bedding made in USA on sale as well. Plus, check out their Speed Queen washers and dryers. That and so much more going on now at the annual fall sale at Simmons Furniture and Plants in downtown Osborne, where you get service after the sale and no interest financing with approved credit.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Clear skies this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 45. West winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 20 tonight, mainly clear. Ample sunshine expected tomorrow, highs around 48. Upper 40s Wednesday, low 40s Thursday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently, it's 39.
Cantu Auto Repair in Osborne is here to get you fixed up and back on the road safely. Clint and the staff of certified technicians can service all makes and models. They do maintenance including oil changes and vehicle inspections and can repair brakes, engines and transmissions, AC and heating systems, muffler and exhaust systems, and they can diagnose and repair any electrical problems or warning lights that are staying on. Call Cantu Auto Repair today at 785-345-4000 or stop in Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Cantu Auto Repair, located at 209 West Main in Osborne.
If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. When big vehicles turn right, they may swing out wide to make the turn. Let's not learn the lesson the hard way. When trucks and buses turn, let's you and I wait.
Sponsored by the Kansas Motor Carriers Association and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters in this station.
The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
Governor Laura Kelly revealed a new license plate design that will be seen on Kansas roadways beginning in spring of 2024. The new design is part of the state's phased approach to replacing current embossed standard plates because of safety concerns. The new license plate design promotes the state and our sense of optimism as Kansans travel near and far, Governor Kelly said. It serves as a reminder that there are endless possibilities and that we should always reach for the stars. The new plate displays a wheat yellow color in the background with black and midnight blue text. The design pays tribute to the state motto, Ad Astra Per Aspera, with two of the stars emblazoned across the bottom of the plate. Kansas Tourism was thrilled to be part of the process in designing a new state license plate, said Bridget Job, director of Kansas Tourism. Using two of the stars proclaims to the rest of the world the Kansas optimistic and forward-looking spirit. The Kansas Department of Revenue is phasing out its embossed license plate starting in January of 2024, and the new plate design will appear on vehicles beginning in March of 2024. Vehicle owners who update the registration in January or February and have embossed license plates will get the current design on flat print-on-demand plates. Vehicle owners who update the registration between March and December and have embossed license plates will get the new design on flat print-on-demand plates. All other standard flat print-on-demand plates will continue to use the current design. Many of the embossed plates out on the road have become difficult to read due to significant deterioration, said David Harper, director of the KDOR Division of Vehicles. And he said replacing these plates will not only help law enforcement, but ensure the drivers can be easily identified in case of an emergency. Additional information regarding the replacement process will be mailed with regular renewal notices. That full story is available at our website, kdcountry94.com. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Hard Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes at 6th Independence in Beloit and their satellite locations in Concordia, Osborne, Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment or check them out at their website, heartchoicesbeloit.com. Are you covered? Marketplace Health Insurance open enrollment is now through January 15th. Sign up for 2024 coverage and explore your options with Mitchell County Hospital Health System Certified Application Counselor Connie Tyler. This service is completely free of charge. Call 738-9202. You are invited to join everyone for chili and cinnamon rolls. That's coming up tomorrow, November the 28th. There'll also be a bake sale from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Municipal Building in Beloit. Proceeds will be given to Debbie Clark to help fight the battle of cancer. Items for bake sale can be dropped off at Central National Bank or SNS Drug in Beloit, hosted by Breast Friends Foundation. To-go containers will be available. In appreciation for Mike Nolte on his retirement from Solon Valley Home Center, please join us for a open house from 2 to 5 this Friday, December 1st at Solon Valley Home Center. Refreshments will be served. Share some stories. Do some Christmas shopping. Celebrate Mike Nolte's retirement after 33 years. Coming up this Friday, December 1st from 2 to 5 p.m. at Solon Valley Home Center there in Beloit. Beloit High School basketball teams are dedicating their season opener to Kirsten Jones to support the Beloit High School girls assistant basketball coach with her battle with cancer. A free will donation benefit soup supper will be held on Friday, December 1st in the Commons area from 5 until it is gone. That's the news this hour. For the latest local news information, visit our website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, kdcountry94.com. And don't forget to download the free KD Country 94 app on your smartphone.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
9:23 to go, third quarter, 14-14 tie. Chiefs first and goal to go at the one. Pacheco will go in the middle. He's in the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City. And Pop has popped it twice in the sweet nectar. And the Chiefs have their first lead of the game on their third consecutive drive for a touchdown.
That touchdown put the Chiefs up for good. They would go on to beat the Raiders 31-17 on Sunday in Vegas. We'll have more on the game coming up in this sportscast. Also, a quick look at local sports. State champions in football were crowned over the weekend. We have some all-district notes in football as well. And winter sports getting underway with competition starting at the end of this week. KU, K-State college football update and an update on college hoops as well. It's all coming up in this sportscast on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. In high school football, state champions were crowned on a snowy Saturday in Kansas as 8-man Division II was the highlight. Axtell beating South Central 50-0 at halftime, their 39th consecutive win and their third straight state title. In 2A, Nemaha Central won their second straight title, beating Hoisington 28-14. 3A, Cheney over Topeka Hayden 34-7. Conway Springs beat Jefferson County North. In 1A, it was Linden over Wichita County in 8-man Division I and Shiland over Cunningham in 6-man. And you can find the full brackets and playoff info at ncksports.com. Also in high school football, you can check out the 8-man Division II All-District teams in District 4. First team selections from the area: Osborne, Gage Seifert, Sam Kendick, Quentin Morris, Nathan Goheen, Doak Guttery, Dawson, Lance Dalton, Garmin, Lincoln Kane, and Hunter Howell all represented. From Lakeside, Ian Christine, Ryder Allen, Chance Germark, John Mick, and Tyson Gates, as well as John Greenwood from St. John's Tipton. You can find their spots on the team and the full teams at ncksports.com. And as fall sports are wrapped up, winter sports competition beginning this week. We have locker room chats with wrestling on Tuesday, basketball Wednesday and Thursday, Beloit hosting Concordia, and high school hoops on Friday night to open out the regular season. We'll have more on all that coming up this week. As at the beginning of the sportscast, after getting down 14-0 early in Las Vegas, the Chiefs scored 21 straight from the midway point of the second quarter to the early third on their way to a 31-17 win. Isaiah Pacheco had a one-yard touchdown of the second to get the Chiefs on the board. Patrick Mahomes found Justin Watson on a three-yard touchdown with 25 seconds left in the first half to tie the game at 14. Pacheco added a one-yard touchdown in the third, and Daniel Carson field goal for the Raiders. The Chiefs led 21-17 heading into the fourth. Mahomes connected with Rasheed Rice on a 39-yard touchdown pass early in the fourth. Harrison Bunker added a field goal late in the 14-point win. Mahomes finished with 298 yards, two touchdowns. The Chiefs avoided turnovers, and after being shut out in the second half for three straight games, they put up 17 in the second half Sunday. With his 125th win, Andy Reid surpassed Hank Stram for the Chiefs' all-time regular season wins record. Reid likes seeing his team keep fighting.
We went down 14 points. It's a tough thing to come back on that, but our guys battled back, and I'm proud of them for that. Defensively, we ended up shutting them down for 3 points in the second half, and offensively, we were able to get some points on the board, so those are all positives.
Chiefs are now 8-3 on the season. The Raiders fell to 5-7. Also in the AFC West, the Broncos won their fifth straight, beating the Browns 29-12. They moved to 6-5 in second place in the division. The Chargers dropped to 4-7 with a 20-10 loss to the Ravens. Baltimore's 9-3. They hold a half-game lead over the Chiefs at the top of the AFC standings. Check out NFL.com for a full look at the Week 12 scores.
Bean coming up to change the play here with 5 seconds on the play clock. They hand off to Hyshaw, rushing right side. That's no, Bean. It's a fake. It's Jason Bean, and he's gone. Jason Bean to the end zone from 50 yards out. Jason Bean, are you kidding me?
That was the final touchdown for Jason Bean, capping a stellar night in KU's 49-16 win at Cincinnati to close out the regular season Saturday. The Bearcats led 3-0 after one quarter, but the Jayhawks erupted for 21 in the second. They scored another 21 in the fourth. Bean threw touchdown passes to Jared Casey and Mason Fairchild in the second quarter, ran for 2 scores in the fourth, finishing with 257 yards on 13 of 17 passing, 4 carries for 90 yards. Devin Neal had 10 carries for 106 and 2 scores in the win. KU coach Lance Leipold on Bean's impressive night.
You know, he bounced back really well, you know, missing time, and thought he was extremely accurate the first half. And he had those big runs there that kind of put, you know, was a big difference in this game.
KU finished the regular season at 8-4 overall, 5-4 in the Big 12. They now await their bowl game placement.
Third and 16. Underneath, plenty of room. Here's Noll. Jalen Noll, wow, down the sideline. Another big play. 82 yards.
That was the final score and the story of the night for number 19 Kansas State in a 42-35 loss to Iowa State in a snow-covered Bill Snyder Family Stadium. A crazy statistical game. 5 of Iowa State's 6 touchdowns went for 60 yards or more. 4 being 70-plus yards. K-State stayed in the game with ball control. They ran 102 plays in 42 minutes of possession compared to just 35 plays for Iowa State in just under 18 minutes. K-State had 32 first downs to just 10 for Iowa State. The big play beat K-State in the end. Iowa State's Abu Sama had 16 carries for 276 and 3 scores, including a 71-yard touchdown on the first play from scrimmage. Jalen Noll finished with 3 catches for 160 and 2 scores. For K-State, Will Howard threw for 288 yards and a touchdown, had a costly interception midway through the fourth quarter, down 7. K-State had one last opportunity, but turned the ball over on downs to the Iowa State 18 with 49 seconds left. K-State coach Chris Kleiman said it simply came down to the defense in the end.
We were not good enough on defense tonight. It was a very, very poor performance on defense. We can't give up big plays like we gave up. Shouldn't lose a football game like that. But we did because we did not tackle.
Wildcats finished the regular season with a record of 8-4, 6-3 in the Big 12. They also await their bowl placement. Big 12 championship game sent for this Saturday in Arlington. Number 7 Texas crushed Texas Tech 57-7 in Austin Friday to lock in their spot, while number 20 Oklahoma State overcame a 24-6 halftime deficit to beat BYU 40-34 in double overtime to claim the second spot with a head-to-head win over Oklahoma as a tiebreaker. The 13th-ranked Sooners beat TCU 69-45 Friday. Also Saturday, UCF beat Houston 27-13, and West Virginia won 34-31 at Baylor.
Good snap, good hold, kick is on its way. It is good! And Iowa has won as time has expired!
That field goal knocked Nebraska out of bowl contention as the Huskers lost to Iowa 13-10, finished their season at 5-7, losing their final 4 games after starting 5-3. Number 17 Iowa moves on to the Big Ten Championship this Saturday. They'll face number 3 Michigan. Wolverines held on for a 30-24 win over number 2 Ohio State to move to 12-0. Number 4 Washington got a field goal as time expired to win 24-21 over Washington State, moving to 12-0, punching their ticket to the Pac-12 Championship against number 6 Oregon, which beat number 16 Oregon State 31-7. Ranked Georgia moved to 12-0 with a 31-23 win at Georgia Tech. Will face number 8 Alabama in the SEC Championship. In the ACC, number 5 Florida State is 12-0, 24-15 win at Florida Saturday. Seminoles face number 10 Louisville in the ACC Championship. For a full look at the scores from this past weekend of the conference championship matchups, visit NCAA.com. Finally, in sports for the second time in 10 days, number 5 Iowa and number 16 Kansas State met in women's hoops in the Gulf Coast Championship on Sunday. Iowa paid back K-State for an earlier season loss in Iowa City, beating the Wildcats 77-70. Hawkeye has held double-digit leads in both the first and second half. K-State actually fought back to take a brief 68-67 lead with just under 3 minutes left in the game, but Iowa finished on a 10-2 run for the 7-point win. Caitlin Clark led the Hawkeyes with 32 points, shooting 7 of 16 from 3-point land. Iowa moved to 7-1, while K-State fell for the first time this season, dropping to 6-1. Ayoka Lee and Serena Sundell each scored 18 in the loss for the Wildcats. A full recap can be found at kstatesports.com. That's a look at sports and your sports leader in North Central Kansas, Katy Country 94, Z96.3 Through the Lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zachary's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Donis.